At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, this is Fred. I'm from Vermont, and I got a couple of really quick ones for you. They're nothing ghastly, nothing horrid or no demons or any of that kind of stuff. It's actually kind of simple, but real, and it freaked me out when it happened. It was many, many years ago. I was about 15. I was visiting my cousin, the first one here, and this one actually happened to me. And I was at his, they had just moved into a new house, and I was, and they, when they moved into the house, it was, they came from a place where they were in the backwoods, like a back road, and they moved to a house that was right on the major highway. And their dog that they had for many, many years, within the first week, was hit and killed within a week of moving in. And they went out and got another dog. And this was the, like, 2 weeks after that. And I'm sitting on the bed reading a comic book. And right directly in front of me is the doorway to the room that I was in. And right out the doorway to the left was my cousin Al's room. And my cousin Mike, who was my friend, and we were sharing the same room, he was in the bathroom brushing his teeth, getting ready to go to bed. And I'm reading this comic book, and I noticed something moving in the hallway out of the corner of my eye. So, out of the peripheral vision of my eye. So I picked my head up. And I see plain as day, solid as can be, the last half of a dog going into the room next door. And the first half was blocked by the wall. It was like it had already walked by the door, and I caught the last part of it going into this other room. So I got up. I love dogs. So I got up, and I walked into this room to pet their new dog. And I walk into that room, and there's no dog anywhere. And we're talking, nowhere it could have gone. There's no place it could have gone anywhere without me seeing it. And I asked my cousin when he came back out where their dog was. And he was like, well, no, we have to tie it up. We have to tie him up outside at night because he keeps people awake in the house. And so that's where he is. And so I told him the story. And he said the original dog, the one that was hit when they first moved in, the week he was here, he would go into that room every night and sleep under Al's bed. That's what he did. So there you go. That's my only real experience with ghost stories. The other one was just something my mom told me. It's a story I'll never forget. This was even longer ago. I was probably 6 or 7 at the time, but my mom's mother was very sick, and my parents owned a bakery. And they knew she didn't have long to live. And mom wanted to be with her that Friday night, but she couldn't. My dad was in the hospital, so she had to run the bakery. And so we were going to go down early Saturday morning just so that she could be with my grandmother, her mother. So she goes to bed Friday night, planning on getting us up all early Saturday morning and rushing down to Manchester, which was a couple hours away. And in the middle of the night, she has a dream. And in the dream, or she thought it was a dream anyway, in the dream, her mother comes to her at the foot of the bed, tells her that she loves her, and says goodbye. And she said she noticed the clock, and the clock said like 2:35 a.m. And then she went back to sleep in her dream, or so she thought. It was a dream anyway. It was one of those ones that like seemed so real. And then she woke up the next morning. She's getting us ready to go, and the phone rings. And it's my aunt, my mother's sister. And she's like, "You don't have to worry. You don't have to hurry to come down. You know, take your time. Mom passed away last night at 2:30. So there you go. That was my second story. Again, nothing harrowing, nothing evil or scary or anything really. Just a little weird, but also, in a way, a little reassuring that maybe when we pass, we don't necessarily say goodbye. Or we can say goodbye or whatever, but there's still some communication there. But anyway, there you go. And I love your show. And if I hear my story, great. If not, I still enjoy the show. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.